You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's capital has welcomed its first leader since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Scott Morrison greeted South Korean President Moon Jae-in and First Lady Kim Jong-suk at Parliament House.
I'm so pleased we could join together, as we have been threatening to do for many years now, and to formally elevate our relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership. The Republic of Korea is one of our closest partners.
The first leg of a four-day visit marked an historic milestone between the two countries. President Moon reflected on the depth of the bilateral relationship.
Today, our two countries have formed a closer cooperative relationship. I think this will be a great gift for the people of two countries to celebrate the 60th anniversary of diplomatic ties.
Those ties have been forged with the signing of a $1 billion defence contract awarded to South Korean company Hanwha for the supply of self-propelled artillery systems to the Australian Army. It's among several other agreements in low emissions technologies and critical minerals. Scott Morrison says it's an important chapter in the relationship.
The contract that we've signed today, I think, speaks volumes about what we believe are the capabilities of the Korean defence industry.
Peter Lee is a research fellow at Sydney University's United States Studies Centre. He says the significance of the deal can't be understated.
Well, it's a very significant deal, beyond the dollar figure, I think. And Australia and South Korea are actually two of the world's largest defence importers. And so what we're seeing right now with this deal is this shift towards closer defence procurement with other partners, other US allies together.
The leaders also discussed China's influence in the region, with Scott Morrison referring to the importance of promoting democracy.
Australia and Korea are like-minded liberal democracies, and we work together to ensure there are economic choices in the region. There must be the rule of law, there must be the upholding of UNCLOS, and there must be a free and open Indo-Pacific, and that is a goal we share.
But for South Korea, the threat is much closer to home.
The relationship with China is important. However, Korea has another factor to take into account, and that has to do with the peace and security on the Korean Peninsula, and it's also denuclearization of DPRK.
South Korea is showing more diplomatic caution in its relationship with China, but the US Studies Center's Peter Lee says the same geopolitical challenges are causing angst.
South Korea is also in the middle of a significant defence build-up, much like Australia, and that's not motivated solely by the North Korean issue. It's actually to do with the changing regional strategic environment.
Another point of diplomatic sensitivity is the official boycott by Australia and the US of the Winter Olympics in Beijing. While other countries are considering doing the same, President Moon says his country is not one of them.
We have not received a request from any other country, including the United States, to participate in the diplomatic boycott. We are not considering a boycott measure.
The two leaders will continue to forge a diplomatic route for dealing with future tensions. Grishani Dadji, SBS News.